Okay.
Hey.
We are back.
We're back. Thanks to our sponsors, Beaver Lake Lodge, Ozark Brewing, and Arm & Hammer Baking Soda. I wanted to ask you a question. Well, actually, this is more of a report.
Of a report.
Yeah, I want to share some things with the American public. Now, did you know that, okay, so, you know, the York peppermint patty,
yes,
right?
Very tasty.
Yes, and the Andes mint.
Andes mint,
yeah,
yes,
you know,
also
those.
Very
yeah,
tasty.
Okay. Now, did you know that within the next, well, they're predicting four to six weeks, I mean, massive shortages. Now, those things are based in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And what's the name? Ohio.
Okay.
Yeah. And those, they're having a lot of hard times over there.
Getting workers?
Yeah, getting workers.
Yeah.
And so there's going to be a massive York patty and Andes shortage.
Wow.
Yeah. And so don't expect when you go to your, and it's not just that, it's like the little red and white ones, those.
Yeah.
There's going to be a shortage on those too. And so they.
So I should have bought that peppermint oil I was looking at.
Well, yeah, you should. Well, you know, because now here's the thing. Here's why. So with inflation and so anyway, with COVID and working from, so there's, so they got everybody back to the factories, right? So like, we're going to make this, but it's not working out. Nobody can take being back. You know, the problem is they all went mental. They've all gone.
Oh, they all went
mental. They've all gone mental.
Wow, that has got to be the classic brutal line ever.
So there's going to be. That's all. At the mint factories. They're done with it. They can't take it. They don't want mental.
Mental. Wow. See, again, we need the hi hat. We need insert hi hat here.
Now,
what's next on your list?
Now, well, I want to move into something serious a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, I know. Well, I know that, you know, the world I live in, as a male, is different than the world, you know, a woman or a female lives in, right?
Like me?
Well, I wasn't going to say, you know, but
you're going to call me a girl?
Well, I didn't want to, you know, assume anything. Well, I know you're, well, anyway, and so, what I wanted to ask you about was, over the years,
yes,
and you know, I'm sure you've learned a certain way, or you know, and I think most ladies do, a way to brush off the attitude of or the harassment, or the harassment.
I think that I have gotten too good at that.
Or pestering of male dominance, right?
Yeah.
Right. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Yes.
So, what are some of your strategies, like when you feel like someone is, you know, harassing you or pestering you, or you know, even just too much publisher's clearinghouse? How do you, you know, what's your approach? How do you shut it down?
I mean, you know, I appreciate the employment of the Postal Service by the spam snail mail. So I just burn that stuff. But when someone is in my personal space,
right?
If the look doesn't get it, the message across,
You give him a staring dagger.
Yes, my ex-husband said that my head can spin around. Mm-hmm. So there's that. you could knee him in the testicles.
Yeah.
Pinching an ear works. An earlobe, pinching it really hard, men hate that.
What?
Oh yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, that's never happened. What? Actually, none of the things you ever said have happened to me.
Really?
Yeah, but the other one, the pinching of the earlobe.
Yeah.
That's never, that didn't even cross my mind. That's a way.
Let me do it to you?
No, I'm good. I'm good. I'm not one of those eBay fancy, whatever, Twitter people. No, I'm good. But, all right, so, I wanted to ask, so, now what are we going to do? Now, I know that we're all trying to figure out how to, to get equal wages, right? And if people be treated right, respect, so, we all want to, we all want equality with this.
Right.
So, But here we are covered up in this male dominance. And these guys acting like jerks all the time.
Right.
Just doing whatever they want. Showing up wherever they want. And, and that's just okay. Right?
Well, it's not just okay, but
it's not okay.
I get what you're saying, that it's kind of become an acceptance in our society.
Well, people just accept these guys. They just show up wherever they want to, and they do whatever it's like, don't even think about anybody. Like this, like get back in the truck and drive off. If we're gonna be equal, then we've got to fix this United States Postal Service and end this male dominance. We got to switch, we got to come up with something else. I mean, we got to have some more females involved in the
postal dominance.
Oh, they just show up, these male guys, they just cram whatever they want in your box, and you don't get to tell them no. They just cram it right in there. They say, I don't want that. They're like, I don't care that you don't want that. They show, they ain't doing it. They're like freaking tired. These male dominance, United States, they just do whatever they want. These freaking jerks. I tell you, that's no equality. No equality there. No equality at all. It's all that male dominance. All right? Now I forgot to mention. Now I wanted to mention an important fact.
Please give us an important fact.
All right. Now. That's an important fact. Now, this goes out specifically to the citizens of St. Louis, Missouri.
Over the cheese?
Yes. Now, I want the citizens of St. Louis, Missouri to know that underneath their feet, in secret government tunnels and caves. Now, are you aware of this? Do you know about this?
I've heard it mentioned.
Now in St. Louis, 200 times in St. Louis. Now I don't know
Louis,
which
Missouri.
I don't know which St. Louis is.
Oh.
I'm not much of a Catholic, but I'll tell you, in St. Louis, Missouri, underneath the feet of its citizenry and mayors and government officials, and just regular baseball players and citizens and guys that invent hats and male men underneath their feet, underneath in secret government tunnels and caves. You know what's down there?
Cheese.
Yeah. How much cheese?
A lot of cheese.
How much is a lot?
Oh, over 1 million pounds.
1.4 million. Now, 1.4 million pounds. Now, 1.4 million pounds of cheese under St. Louis. Now, you might say to yourself, well, if the average American, as is well known, as we all know, the average American eats 37 pounds of cheese a year. And you might say to yourself, well, 1.4 million pounds doesn't sound like that much cheese. Well, let me ask you this. Is that, that's a lot of cheese. What if you had 1.4 million children? You could give each one of them a pound of cheese. That's how much cheese that is. Now, does that seem like a good idea? Does that seem smart that we're going to hollow out the underground of our metropolis of St. Louis, Missouri? Anyway, it's a public service. Citizens of St. Louis, everyone go to Home Depot, Lowe's, buy a shovel and a pickaxe. Underneath your feet is 1.4 million, mind you, million pounds of cheese. And this is a true fact.
How long has that cheese been sitting there?
Well, some of it since the 80s, and some of it just got put there last week. They rotated out. But it's 1.4 million pounds of cheese. Now, you get that number, right?
1.4 million. Got the number.
Right. So if you had 1.4 million kids, that'd be a lot of kids. That'd be more kids than you want to mess with.
Oh, yeah.
But you could give them each a pound of cheese, right?
Right.
And our government, that's what we're dealing with, folks. In St. Louis, Missouri, I just need you to get your pickaxes, shovels, hose, backhoes, dynamite. I don't know. Get that. This is a real...
Get that cheese out of there.
That's got to stop.
But they're just going to refill it.
Somebody. Now, here's a problem. They can't sell it to anybody overseas. You know why?
I do not know why. Why?
Because nobody likes American cheese, including Americans. So when they have all this milk and dairy product, and they make if they made like Monterey Jack or, cheddar or
Colby.
Yeah. Now maybe there's a market.
Swiss.
Yeah.
Winster.
So here's what I want the citizens of St. Louis, Missouri to do. I want them to liberate that cheese and make themselves some snappy grilled cheese sandwich. Now, I don't know what a snap, maybe it pops when you bite it. Anyway, just make a bunch of grilled cheese sandwiches. And then St. Louis wouldn't be known for little red birds, would it? It'd be known for the great cheese liberation.
The great cheese liberation, right? Of St. Louis.
Yeah. That's my, where was I? I was just getting some news out there.
Okay. Thank you for the PSA.
All right. Okay, here's another question. So, you own, you have a farm, right?
I kind of have a farm, yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
You don't even kind of. It's fully a farm.
It's, we have a farm.
Yeah,
we're just dabbling in different things to figure out what works best for our area.
Okay. So you got, right now, you got, not a lot of people don't know this about Michelle Britzer, but she raises honeybees.
Yes.
And fighting turkeys.
Turkeys, yes.
And chickens that fight with the turkeys.
And chickens.
Right.
Yeah.
And, herds of dogs.
Herds of dogs, yes.
Herds of dogs.
Uh-huh.
And
you got blackberries. Some
blackberry, yeah, okay, you have plants. Corn.
I don't have any corn.
Horses.
But I do have a bunch of Johnson grass.
Oh, wow. Isn't that convenient? So you didn't know this about me. Well, you got some other stuff out there, too, don't you? I didn't mean to cut you off.
Rocks. I got a lot of rocks. It's a great rock farm.
Yeah. Oh, and
bats. I have bats.
Bats. And automobiles.
That's not mine.
That you nurse back to health and, abandoned children. Anyway. There's a lot going on out there. You know, and a lot of it's classified. We can't talk about everything that goes on at the Rooster Farm.
Camp Lanyap is the name of it.
Camp Lanyap.
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 Lanyap. It's a Cajun word. It means a little something extra.
Yeah, a little something. But, anyway, there's a lot going out there at the Rooster. Now, here's something you didn't know.
Uh-oh.
I briefly owned 6 acres in what's known as Decatur, Texas.
Decatur, Texas.
Have you heard of Decatur?
I have heard of Decatur, Texas.
Yeah. Now I own six acres. Six acres, mind you. You know, that's why I'm resisting saying mind you. Since the other thing. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so had livestock.
On 6 acres.
Not that much livestock.
Okay.
But just, you know,
it was
a little
stock,
bit.
And it was alive.
Well, I don't know. It's you know, it was animals, right? Now, so I had two livestocks, all right? And I want to say, you say, since you're pretty much a farmer or a rancher or both.
Okay, yeah.
Right? So I guess I was kind of ranching.
Yeah.
All right. So I had two livestock.
Okay.
And on my 6 acres.
Okay.
Two livestock. As I said,
a pair.
Livestock.
Okay.
On my 6 acres. Okay. 6 acres.
Yeah.
In Decatur, Texas.
Yes.
75074. Ooh. That's the zip code
to
some place. I think it's Decatur.
All
right. All right. So how many did I have?
Two livestock on 6 acres in Decatur, Texas.
Now one of them was named. Now one of the livestock was named Jack.
All right.
And the other one was named Upier.
Upier.
Yeah. So what kind of livestock would you guess I was raising?
I'm going to go with, maybe a mules? Donkeys?
Donkeys. Because that would be
a jackass.
Oh, and what would the other one be?
A mule.
No, but the Upier.
Upier?
Yeah.
Jack and Upier.
Yeah, but that'd be funny because they're why would you think that?
Donkeys?
Yeah.
Because they're asses?
No, they're freaking rabbits. What are you talking about? I only got 6 acres here.
I was wondering.
How am I gonna raise freaking donkeys on 6 acres? Oh, come be reasonable. Jacking up here. Or white 4-H club championship winning rabbits. You think I got room for donkeys on 6? Oh, give me a break. So I thought you knew what you were doing.
I do not have hoofed animals or rabbits. Well, there are rabbits. There are wild rabbits. And turtles. Where's wild turtles?
I don't have rabbits anymore.
But you must have not had them very long because, you know, rabbits, were they the same sex?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so they didn't breed.
That's why one of them was named Upier. They weren't hetero. If but there was never any little rabbits. Jeez Louise, I think I got room for donkeys. Six. Now, the trailer took 3 acres.
You didn't say
that. And it was two-story. And I got 2 good stories about that trailer.
Oh,
actually, probably
two.
More than that. Anyway, we're not talking about anybody in rehab right now.
Okay.
And be respectful. But the rabbit raising did not go well. Donkeys. Crying out loud on 6 acres. That's ridiculous.
Well, I was reaching.
All right, okay, I got another thing.
We got thunder and fireworks going on tonight. You hear that?
Yeah.
Right? You got thunder?
Now, sometimes I like to talk about history, right?
Yes.
And sometimes I get really long-winded about history.
Yes.
And I talk about people like Jefferson Washington.
Yes, Jefferson Washington.
And Washitub Nancy or whatever her name was.
Martha Washington.
Oh, yeah. Martha Washington.
Rag washer.
Anyway. Now, about 1836, right?
1836.
Well, maybe a little before. Well, here we go. We're gonna be further back. But we had like Plymouth Rock and like New York and New Jersey and all this. We just took a town from foggy old London and put a new in front of it, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, you're aware.
Yes, of the, yes, yes.
All right. So, it's
called New England.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes, New England. Very good.
Yeah, okay.
And if they win another Super Bowl, anyway, I'm not going to threaten violence while we're recording. But in any case, so, there's this big push to, all these guys got in there. They call it Manifest Destiny.
Manifest Destiny.
Have you heard of Manifest Destiny?
I have. Mm-hmm. Schoolhouse Rock video for that was awesome. It was Manifest Destiny.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know what they decided to do? The Manifest Destiny? Well, they decided they were going to go west. There's this huge push of American, they call them pioneers or frontiersmen or, that one Land O'Lakes butter girl. What's her
right.
name? Sacagawea. Yeah. And Louis and Clarkson and those guys. And, Daniel Bowie and David Boone and all those guys.
Yeah. All those guys.
John Wayne Redford and all these guys. And they're like and, Jeremiah Johnson, all
Bullfrog? Bullfrog.
Oh, yeah, there's Bullfrog. Anyway.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
Oh, yeah, absolutely it was. This break brought to you by Fat Dave's fireworks stand. Fat Dave, in business since yesterday. There he goes. There's some Fat Dave. I guess Fat Dave's really getting after it tonight. Anyway, so these guys,
it sounds like they're coming from the parking lot.
Henry Winward and Beth Jacoby and Daisy Fuentes and Peter Storlock and even all these guys.
All these guys.
Oh, yeah.
All
these,
the ones that
these
we,
ladies.
All the history lessons
Mary Ingalls.
Mary Ingalls.
Yeah, from Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah.
Well, you got to put the, okay, anyway. Ingalls. Anyway. So,
that was Laura Ingalls Wilder. was Mary.
No, Mary was the older blind one. Laura was the young, dopey
yes,
one.
Yes, yes.
And Laura then they adopted that one kid that got addicted to morphine. Yes. Anyway, yeah. Whatever. All right. Oh, I got a story about that. Anyway, that's the difference. Okay. All right, so all these jacktards are, you know, patriots or chauvinists, if you will.
Oh.
They decide, you know what? This area isn't big enough.
I'm so serious and focused tonight.
Am I?
You got the whole body language thing going on.
Oh, sorry. Well, I'm not waving my arms around or anything.
Not yet.
All right. Anyway.
Anyway, all these patriots, chauvinists, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. So they get their wagons, you know, like the Oregon Trail that goes all the way, mm-hmm. and they like carve stuff in those rocks and San Bernardino or wherever it is.
Mount Rushmore?
No, that's a difficult. Oh, good Lord Almighty, that's a. That is not. No. Anyway, so they get their wagons and they get
it's
their.
It's fun to throw you off.
They get their muskets and they get their. Now, this brings me back to another thing. If we have time, can I talk about this real quick?
You talk about whatever you want to talk about.
So I That's figured out, now you know, because you're a teacher, right? And you know about Plymouth Rock and the pilgrims and them fleeing religious persecution.
Yes.
In foggy old London town. Mm-hmm. And they come over here, right?
Right.
And they're starving to death. Right.
Right.
And then, and those.
They don't know how to hunt the land.
Or grow maize or corn or they don't know what to do. And then those Indian guys come over there. I don't know which tribe it was. I'm asking you because you're a teacher. But.
I'm not sure. I want to say Inuit, but I'm not sure that that's right.
Well, that would be an Alaskan Eskimo.
Oh. Well, was close. I was just in the wrong corner.
Okay, so, all right, we'll go with Inuit. These Inuits come down, and they feel sorry for these poor white people. Now, you got to remind me to get back on track with the other thing I was talking about. All right. So, they come over there, right? Now, and these guys are starving to death, all these pilgrims.
Right.
Right? Now, I have a theory.
Right.
Would you like to hear my theory?
We would love to hear your theory.
You'd love to hear. Yes. Now I want you to just remember, you know, this isn't like a.
It's hard for me to remember, but okay.
But just think about it. Every time you've seen a picture of the pilgrim.
With the hat.
Yeah, or even the women pilgrims, or the dog pilgrims, or a Snoopy pilgrim.
Okay.
Even the Snoopy pilgrims.
Yes.
You know, Charles Schultz peanuts. Any kind of pilgrim. Now, what is a pilgrim absolutely covered in?
Cloth.
And?
A hat.
And?
Buckles.
Buckles.
Oh, God. Finally,
absolutely.
I get it right. Buckles.
Buckles. Now, I have, here's my theory on this. Now, the pilgrims had no shortage. They had buckles on their shoes, on their belt, on their flipping hats, on their neckties, on their wrists.
Yeah.
And some people are into that now, but that's the devil. Anyway, they had them every. They had buckles for their dogs, for their ducks. They had buckles everywhere, right? Now, here's what I think. Now, and this goes back to being a teacher and literacy. I think the boats
are in Arkansas.
I think the 68th in literacy, Arkansas. All right. And in counting or mathematics. Anyway, so I think the Plymouth, or what was it? Those boats were supposed to be loaded with bread. And there was a bunch of crates of bread sitting next to a bunch of other crates of buckles. And they accidentally loaded the crates of buckles into the pilgrim's boat. And so when they got here, all they had was a bunch of buckles. They had no bread. And why
the
else?
Bread was all now, left now, on the dock in England.
Now you tell me what's easier to come by. Growing some wheat and making some, or like 37,000 brass buckles. Which one's easier to come by?
I would think growing the wheat.
That's what I think too. My theory. And so I think they just got the wrong boxes on the boat when they came over. And that's why they got so many freaking buckles everywhere. That's my personal guess at the what. And so his Indian guy, as you said, the Inuits.
Are you buckling this up?
Yeah. You better buckle down for this one. Anyway, so his Inuits, as you said, they go, they're like, well, I don't know what's good. All those guys are starving to death, but boy, do they have a bunch of shiny stuff.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, you know what we got? We got some corn and some fish.
Turkeys.
Yeah, let's trade them that stuff for those shiny things, you know. And then you don't see after. Do you see after that, like, anybody wearing buckles there? I'll tell you what, because the Indians got all of them. That was it. And now you can win a buckle if you go to Cherokee Casino, West Siloam Springs. Yeah, that's a grand. That's
grand
one of the prizes.
Casino.
Yeah, one of the prizes. Anyway, that's why I got off track there. But anyway. So you know why? Like I said, they had their wagons and their blunderbusses or rifles, and John Wayne Bobbitt and all the rest of them were there, ready to head west. You know? And Annie Oakley and all the rest, you know, Pioneer Steve, they're going to go.
Marshall Dillon.
Yeah, Marshall Dillon and, you know, that rifleman. Anyway, we're going to. You know why they wanted to go conquer the West? You know what
gold.
Why they really wanted to
for gold?
You know why they really why they really wanted to go conquer? Now the buckles were brass, but anyway, why they really wanted to go west and Oregon and, you know, Washington and through Oklahoma. Now that was called the Oklahoma, but why did Oklahoma Territory, that's what they call it.
Right.
But why do they really want, that's what they want. They want to go west. This is what we're going to do. We're going to get all our guns and our wagons and our, you know, explosives and daggers and angry dogs and, you know, harpoons. Or I don't know what they, anyway, we're going to go, what, you know, Laura Ingalls Wilder and all the rest. And I say they want, we're going to go west, and we're gonna take the... That's what we... You know why they wanted to go west?
Why did they want to go west?
Why do you think they wanted to go west?
Expansion.
Now, because they were on the East Coast. It makes no... You can't go east. That's the freaking ocean. The only way... It's the only direction you can go. That's all you can do is go... You can't... That freak, we already got, you're going to drown, you go east, yeah, that's it. That's the only direction you can go, that's all. It's easy.
South.
It's basic, I'm just south, that French were down there, and the Canadians that already shot everybody up was up north, they can't go south, they got to go west. And that's the ocean. It's the only place, that's all it was, That's the only direction you could go. They didn't have an option. Rent's too high. What are we can't go north. The Canadian's gonna shoot us. We can't go south. The freaking French are gonna shoot. And we go, that's a flipping ocean. They gotta go, that's the only way a hobo is.
Okay.
West. That's all right. It. That's all.
They went west because that was the only way they could go.
They were landlocked. Come on. Everybody knows that. I ain't even been to a university in like 3 or 4 weeks. I know that. How are you going to go in?
Sometimes I try to guess at what you're going for. Oh, wow. That was a
freaking Atlantic Ocean over there. What are you gonna, they're just going to walk right into that thing with their wagons and their muskets and their buckets. Oh, you can't walk into that. No. West, that's the only way for...
All right, so they went west.
Yeah. That's the end of the story. I didn't have anything to add to it.
God.
That's why they had to go west, because there's an ocean over there. A big one.
A big ocean. Yeah. Well, that's the way they came, right? That was where they came in, so they knew what was out there.
Yeah, I can't go back that way.
Oh.
Someone's feeling it's supposed to be the heroes that conquered the west. They were just lowlifes that couldn't afford rent. And they stumbled in that direction gradually. That's all.
And they became settlers.
No. Here's that. You said that term. What was the term you just said? Say it again.
Settlers.
Huh?
Settlers.
Settlers, right?
Right.
All right. So they weren't conquistadors. They weren't freaking commanders. They weren't the bosses.
They were just people.
They were. What do they do? What do they do?
They took some land.
They settled. And I'll tell you, every one of those towns that exist, all from the Northeast, clear through to New Mexico, is they settled. Now, some guy's there with his wagons and his up ears and his jack. He's trying to get across, and his wife said, "That's it. We're not going any further.
I'm done. This looks fine.
He's stopping right here. And so, what does he do?
He settles.
The one where he was trying to go and what he wanted. What did he do? He settled, right?
So, is that the great American dream? We settle.
It's to settle, but. Works out for a lot of lawyers. And Bill Cosby, apparently.
Oh.
Anyway, that's all I had to say about that.
Okay. Well, if I can punch the right buttons.